data collection methodologies. Healthcare today is a data-driven industry, and surveillance programs generate a lot of data. The data collected can help identify outbreaks, halt the spread of infectious diseases, and drive improvement. IPs must familiarize themselves with the sources of available data and the different kinds of information that each provides. By selecting appropriate data sources, IPs can ensure that the information collected is relevant to their investigation and that resources are being used as efficiently as possible. Before an IP can begin collecting data, they need to understand what information is being collected, why it is being collected, and how it will be used to make improvements. There are two primary data collection methodologies, concurrent and retrospective. Both can be adopted by a surveillance team whether they are engaging in comprehensive or targeted surveillance or using components from a combination of those. Concurrent data collection involves the collecting and referencing of data in real time while the patient is still under care at the facility. Real-time data provides the IP with the big picture of what is happening at the healthcare facility as it happens. IPs will likely have access to the HCP who are involved in the patient's care as well as access to the patients themselves, in case observation is needed. This information allows IPs to get a jump on emerging outbreaks quickly. If there is clear evidence that a certain infection is becoming more common among patients, the IP would flag it for further investigation and can immediately recommend additional or strengthened control measures. Concurrent data collection can pose certain challenges to the IP. Because the data are coming in from all units across the facility, there can be a large quantity of it, all of which needs to be collected, compiled, and analyzed. This can take time and may feel overwhelming to the IP and other team members involved in data analysis. It could be difficult for them to identify certain issues in a timely manner if evidence of it is obscured by having too much data to sort through. Additionally, this approach to data collection requires reliable and continuous access to information and resources. Any disruption to the flow of information could hamper the IP's ability to conduct surveillance and identify clusters, outbreaks, or other adverse events. IPs who take this approach to data collection have to accept that they will be working with incomplete data, which can result in certain causal factors being missed. Retrospective data collection involves the collating of data that have already been collected or stored elsewhere, with a focus on examining what has already happened. Retrospective surveillance benefits from access to more complete information, for example, completed medical reports and records. This is because it is a closed record review after patient discharge. Using completed records means that the surveillance team can begin their analysis right away. Unlike with concurrent data collection, they are not waiting for more information to come in. However, retrospective approaches can still suffer from incomplete medical records or other missing data. Because it is after the fact, the IP may not have access to the patients and practitioners who might have been able to fill in these gaps. This, too, can result in certain factors being missed or excluded from analysis. Transfers between healthcare facilities can pose challenges to surveillance data collection. To avoid losing track of a patient who has been transferred out, or to ensure that information is as complete as possible for a patient newly transferred in, the IP should review information listed on the transfer form and collect IP or other key stakeholder contact information from the most common transfer facilities in the event additional information is needed. While concurrent collection can miss historical factors, retrospective collection can miss pertinent and important contemporary information about an emerging trend. This depends on how long it takes for newly acquired information to appear in the records and sources used for retrospective data collection. For the purposes of tracking infections, it is best for surveillance to be prospective or concurrent, that is collected in real time, rather than retrospective, that is collected after the fact. However, in reality, most healthcare surveillance data collection will comprise a mixture of the concurrent and retrospective methodologies. It is important to recognize the value of historical data in identifying trends and patterns. Exhibit 2-11 shows the advantages and disadvantages of the concurrent and retrospective methodologies. Exhibit 2-11, Advantages and Disadvantages of Data Collection Methodologies. Given the strengths and weaknesses of concurrent and retrospective data collection, IPs will likely use both methods over the course of an investigation. A hybrid approach often proves to be the most effective data collection philosophy. Concurrent findings often lead to additional retrospective investigations as a way to identify historical examples that might make the case for an emerging or ongoing outbreak. The IP should be mindful of the IPC resources available when deciding on surveillance and data collection methodologies. If resources are limited, a targeted approach focused on key infections or other adverse events identified by the risk assessment is appropriate.